What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Kings. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. I am a radio host at Sports 1140 KHTK, the flagship station of your Sacramento Kings. Got a good one for you today, as there was some news that came out from the Kings trying to make a move in free agency. Kind of a whirlwind of emotions that happened today. We got that in a little California classic review. All that coming up next here on Locked On Kings on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Kings. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Quick disclaimer, there's something going on in the studio right now. I'm not sure what it is. Something's making some noise, so I'm sorry that that's in the background, but you'll love it. Deal with it. So today, what a day for the Sacramento Kings and all the fans that wanted them to make a move. They tried. They went out and gave Zach LaVine a $78 million offer sheet over 4 years, 19.5 a year. Something that I didn't especially love. I appreciate them trying to make a move, even if I disagree with that move, just in the sense that they're not, you know, sitting on their cap space for next year, which I think is a major mistake, because then they'll be left out in the cold and end up, you know, having to sign guys like George Hill for $20 million, you know, stuff like that. So I get why they did it, why they attempted it, all that stuff. I actually spent the afternoon filling in on the Grant Napier show with Matt George, who you guys have heard, co-host here on Locked On Kings. And when the news broke about the offer sheet, we got Carmichael Dave to call in, who does the morning show on Sports 1140 KHTK. Got him to call in and give his thoughts. So I'm going to play that here for a second and kind of tell you why I actually agree with him. So that'll be coming up next here on Locked On Kings on the Locked On Podcast Network.
I've never heard of this guy, Carmichael Dave.
I think he's a normal caller this hour.
I guess he talks a lot in the mornings. Carmichael Dave, welcome into the Grant Napier Show. How are you, buddy?
I'd be Dave and Carmichael if I'm just doing the caller thing.
David and Carmi Clay.
That's an interesting first name, Carmichael.
Isn't Dave your last name?
Yeah, it's always funny when I do a radio show out of market and they call me Carmichael. I never correct them.
Carmichael, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Yeah. There you go. Yep, exactly. Hot take cannon. Hi, boys. How
What's
are
happening,
you?
Man? Doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just
dandy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going down to Summer League next week and going to see a lot of these people and happy to be from Sacramento.
Pack a sweater.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful down there.
So what do you think, Dave? What's up? What's going through your mind right now? You like it, hate it? What's up?
I've made my feelings clear on this leading up. This is a move that looked very much like a Kingsy move. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me do the whole prefacing thing.
Please.
I don't work in the front office. Mm-hmm. If I was that smart, I would. I love Vlade. I think they're all working their tails off to make this team better. Let me see if I'm forgetting anything, because I truly believe all that. Like, I do. Yeah. I really, truly believe Vlade is not doing this for the money. He's doing this because he wants to bring a winner to Sacramento, and everything he does is with the best intentions. That being said, I just think this is just stupid. It's dumb. It's like when I take my kid, my daughter, to the store, and she just made like $15, let's say, from her 2 months of allowance, and she has to buy something because she cannot put any of that money in her pocket. So she will get like some rubber eraser in the shape of a kitty because she needs it, and she convinced herself she needed it. Like, that's just what this smells to me of, is a move that makes very little basketball sense and will tie up a good amount of money for a long time.
Dave, you made a great case for this on your radio show yesterday with Kyle Madsen. There are numbers that clearly indicate that this would not be the best move for the Sacramento Kings. There are also numbers that indicate why there would be significant value for the Sacramento Kings. The numbers on the positive side are his shooting percentage, and I know you've acknowledged he can shoot the three. Ultimately, the Sacramento Kings were towards the bottom of the NBA last year, actually at the bottom of the NBA offensively. He's a guy that can come in and clearly help that issue, but defensively, there are a lot of concerns. Do you think that there really is no benefit in your mind to adding him? He will be, even if he adds offensively, his defensive liability will cancel everything out.
No, let's not go crazy. There's benefits. First off, everything I hear is he's a great kid, and I think that's important. Like, he really is a good kid. He has Northern California roots. He loves Sacramento. That's got to count for – I think it counts for a lot more with some people than not, but I'm a Sacramento kid. That counts for something. He can shoot the ball before the injury, even. He has the ability to hit the three. He has the ability to score, but let's not get crazy. What was it, 18.7 as a high? But he here's the other thing. If I'm arguing against myself, this is not going to be a good team next year. You're probably winning at most 30 to 35 games, and I'm being nice here. Like, that's probably the ceiling. So having another young guy with athleticism, having Grant, you know, screaming, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball, when De'Aaron Fox tosses, and I'm being kind of serious here. Like, when you know, seeing him on SportsCenter, we're going to enjoy that. Like, there are
win a dunk contest.
Right. There's positives, but he's a sieve on defense. Mm-hmm. He does nothing other than score. And if you're going, well, Dave, you know, we suck at scoring. We need scoring. Again, I would say, guys, we're not going to be good. The West is locked down. And I would rather take that money and either invest it in somebody. Like, if you're going to bring in somebody, bring in a guy like Marcus Smart, who is hard-nosed, solid, if you had that opportunity, by the way, plays defense, who's a glue guy. This, to me, just kind of goes, okay, well, instead of winning 28, we might win 30, and we're paying $20 million a year to do it with no options for 4 years.
Dave, I have multiple people on the text line telling me to run you. Before I do that, I got to ask, if Zach LaVine doesn't win the dunk contest or perform the way he has in the dunk contest, is he significantly cheaper, do you think?
I think that, and I want to be real careful here, because I'm not talking down to anyone who feels this way, and I'm not condescending. I truly believe that there's something to just, hey, listen, we pay for these tickets. We want to see some dunks. We want to have fun. Mm-hmm. But a dunk from the half court line is worth the same amount of points as a layup. And I agree with your premise. I know where you're going here. Yeah, he's fun to watch at times, and he can dunk the basketball. And that is style. He has style. There's no doubting that. But substance-wise, by the way, not only are you paying him $20 million a year, there are a lot of people out there that seem to think that you can move Buddy and or Bogey full-time to the three. You've got both those guys as your twos. Like, you're going – understand that if Zach LaVine signs with this team, one of Bogey or Buddy will almost certainly be gone by the end of the year, and I'll bet my check and yours it ain't Bogey. So this would basically signify a bye-bye to Buddy. He's not my favorite guy, but I also think if I'm choosing guys in the team's core, he was one of the most solid all-around guys last year. So you have to add that into the equation as well.
Dave, thank you so much for the time. We're up against it, but I look forward to seeing you in a Zach LaVine purple jersey as soon as he comes here to Sacramento. We'll have to wait and see. Actually, your gut feeling, too, really quick before we go, do you think Chicago matches?
I do. And I'm going to right now go to church and get on my knees and pray to the Lord and Sonny Jesus that they do. So,
Dave,
I believe they will.
Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Have a good show. Or wait, you're off because it's weekend. Duh. Have a good show on Monday.
We'll be in Vegas live Monday at Summer League. Take care, guys.
Be good, buddy. We have to go to break. We will come back. More of the Sacramento Kings Zach LaVine talk coming up next on the Grant Napier Show.
Welcome back to Locked on Kings. Shout out Carmichael Dave for that info, that quick hit. I appreciate it. Look, I agree with Dave. It just did not make sense. As we all know, at this point, Chicago decided to match. It was pretty hilarious. I mean, this news carried the entire afternoon on the Grant Napier show that Matt and I were filling in on. And literally, right after we sign off, the news comes that the Bulls decided to match. So, thanks for helping us out with content for the day. But the Bulls deciding to match. One of the things that I thought was a major factor, would play a major factor in the Bulls deciding to match, or whether or not they decided to, was the fact that Zach LaVine was part of that Jimmy Butler trade. He was the main piece in the Jimmy Butler trade. And it worked out for Chicago, because they also were able to get Lauri Markkanen in that trade, or, you know, the draft pick that turned out to be Lauri Markkanen. So it made sense. But I thought the number that Vlade put out there, that they offered, would be a little just... I thought the Bulls would have to wait on it a little longer, that they'd contemplate a little more. But they decided they're keeping their guy, and, you know, good for them. It makes sense to keep the asset that you traded for. But as far as the Kings go, I agree with Dave, and that pains me to say. I'm just kidding. Shout out, Dave. That's my guy. But I just did not like the move. I don't want to say stacked, but you have a bunch of guards. You have probably the two best players on your team are two guards. So bringing in another two guard, and not only bringing in another two guard, making him the highest paid player on your team, it just didn't seem to make sense. And, I just didn't love it. I did not love it. I couldn't endorse it completely. And I agree with Dave. It just didn't make sense for them to do. I understand you potentially get a face of the franchise, quote unquote. You get, you know, a guy that will throw down some monster dunks and get you on SportsCenter and all that stuff, like Dave was saying. But I just did not understand the idea behind giving him an offer sheet. Were you just trying to make a move to make a move? I like the idea of trying to spend some of your cap space this year, but I just don't think Zach LaVine was the right guy. And here's a complete hypothetical, just kind of viewing the landscape of the free agent market before the draft. It's also another reason, and here's the hypothetical, is taking Doncic at 2, obviously, and I know people are already or continually up in arms about him not being the pick. But one of the reasons I would have liked Doncic at 2 is because there were more options at the 4 in free agency than there were at the small forward. I mean, honestly, the options at small forward were Mario Hezonja, who apparently the Kings did have interest in, but ended up not getting. He decided to go to New York, which, by the way, I think they dodged a bullet on that one. I am not a Hezonja guy. If you look at the numbers and his performance and his attitude, I just not in on Hezonja. I'm glad he's not a King, to be honest. Maybe he proves me wrong. He's a beast in New York, and he just had to get out of Orlando, blah, blah, blah. But until he shows me that, I do not think he was worth the Kings going after. But that's the problem. He was one of the only small forwards on the market. Trevor Ariza, as a guy I've mentioned before. But they did not want to give him $15 million a year, which is understandable. And he's also older. That's kind of a stopgap thing. Like, he would be a good locker room guy, help you defensively, you know, maybe teach some of these kids how to play defense. But it just didn't make sense to me to go after LaVine. But that's why I thought they should have gone with a wing at 2, like Doncic, and then you try and fill the 4 position in, you know, free agency or restricted free agency. But bottom line, that's not what happened. They went after Zach LaVine today, gave him a big offer. It did not work. The Bulls have already matched it, so LaVine is going to be a Bull. And now I'm interested to see what they do from here. There's Rodney Hood, who's still available. Jabari Parker, you know, that's the other problem. Jabari Parker is a 4. He's not a small forward. I'm sorry, you guys. I know a lot of people want him to be a small forward. I know a lot of people want Bagley or Giles to be a small forward. Neither of them are. None of these options are small forwards. Rodney Hood's the guy that's out there that I have my eye on for them, that maybe they throw an offer sheet at him. And that's the good thing about Rodney Hood, is it wouldn't have to be a $78 million offer sheet. Maybe 4 for $40, something like that. Kyle Anderson got an offer sheet today, 4 for $37, who is another guy that could have been useful for the Kings. He wouldn't have been a star or anything like that, but he comes in and he can play the 3 immediately. I understand his problems and his deficiencies, etc., but he's a guy that could have helped. Because if you ask me, you have these young guys that those are the guys that you should be looking at to be your stars in the backcourt, like Bogey, Buddy, and De'Aaron. Not, you know, a guy that you're bringing in from Chicago in Zach LaVine. But I'll tell you what, the fact he's a 23-year-old I liked. The fact that, you know, he can shoot the three, he can spread the floor a little bit, I liked. I did not like the fact that he's a very poor defender. Part of why I liked Aaron Gordon in restricted free agency is he's, that he is a good defender. He's a multi-positional defender. So, anyways, long story short, none of it matters because the Bulls decided to match the offer sheet, which might be a bullet that the Kings dodged, kind of like Hezonja. Or maybe, you know, it'll end up that this was one that they really could have used. So there it is. That's the Zach LaVine news. We're going to take one last break, and then we will get to a little California Classic review that's coming up next here on Locked On Kings on the Locked On Podcast Network. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Kings. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. We just went over the Zach LaVine news that ended up not working out. As you all know, the Sacramento Kings gave an offer sheet to Zach LaVine. The Bulls ended up matching within about 2 hours, which is kind of crazy, but good for them. That's their guy. They know who they want, and they're keeping him. Quick little review on the California Classic. We're keeping this one a little short today. Because besides the LaVine news, which is wrapped up, there's not a lot out there to discuss. As I said, hopefully they'll go after Rodney Hood because I think they can get him for a lot cheaper. And he can come in and start at the three immediately. So, speaking of the three, one of the best pieces of news or whatever, one of the best developments to come out of the California Classic is the play of Justin Jackson. First game, not very good. The next two games, he was aggressive. Went 6 of 15 from 3. I know that doesn't sound great, but that's 40%. If he can shoot 40% from 3, that's a win. That is a win. He was aggressive in the mid-range also. Would like to see him, you know, be a little more aggressive on the boards and defensively, but those are things that he can work on and hopefully get better at. One of the big things, as you heard me say numerous times already, Zach LaVine's defense is one of the reasons why I didn't want him on the Kings. So the guys that are there need to get better defensively, which they can. Whether they do it or not, we'll see. So Justin Jackson's games were a big plus coming out of the California Classic. Not only that, here's one of the other ones. Harry Giles played 3 games in 4 days. 2 of them were good. 1 of them was eh. But he came out and was able to play 80 minutes over 4 days, which is pretty huge for him. It's a big step after spending a year, you know, recovering from an injury. So that's a positive that Kings fans should take from this. De'Aaron obviously played well in that first game. Well, I don't know if it was a toe injury or what that kept him out. I mean, he's fine, but yeah, it's too bad that he could not play anymore. Marvin Bagley had a rough 2 games. That first game was great, and then the next two were a little rough. And here's the thing. In that first game, he was playing against Mo Wagner, a rookie who's a poor defender. And then in the next game, he goes up against Damian Jones and Jordan Bell. Jordan Bell is 3 weeks removed from guarding LeBron James in the NBA Finals. Damian Jones is a legit NBA defender. So as much as you'd like to see Marvin Bagley ball out, he played against better talent. And then in Game 3, he played up against Bam Adebayo, who's another great defender for a big man. So he faced some tough talent. And it, yes, we would love for him to dominate every time he's out there. But he's a rookie, man. He's 19. Like, I can't read in too much into him having a rough summer league. I can't read too much into anything summer league-wise. But I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be just fine. part of it, people want to bash him and stuff he did wrong. He's got stuff he's got to work on, obviously, but part of it is he went up against NBA players in the next 2 games. So I'm sure he'll be fine. Can't wait to see him develop this year. There's going to be a lot of games like that where he has trouble going up against NBA players, and then there's going to be games where he dominates. So just hopefully those dominating games are more often than the ones that aren't. So that'll do it for this week on Locked On Kings. Pretty eventful. Shout out Sacramento one last time for showing out for the California Classic. You guys were incredible. It was an incredible atmosphere, especially for Summer League. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the listeners. Everyone have a safe weekend. I think 4th of July was pretty safe. I haven't heard anything otherwise. So good work, everyone. And have a good weekend. And we will talk to you next week here on Locked On Kings on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.